stay in them again.
The reason why I want to talk about this is because as an active entrepreneur myself and dreamer combined, you can't really get excited too early in the game. And the reason why is I don't know, and I can't predict, and I'm not going to even assume that I understand everybody's journey and process that has already made it, that's already successful. I believe that we all have our own paths, and we all have our own journeys and our own experiences, and I believe that it all happens in our own divine time. Some a little quicker than others, and some a little slower. But what I want to say is, I feel that we are living a dream in our waking life. Like, sometimes you just feel like you're in a dream, and then in hindsight, all of the things that have happened to you were for a reason, because in your present moment, you now can handle certain things in life a little better, or you've, you know, simply grown from those experiences. And do you ever realize that you don't really have to go through things that you're just already content with? Like, I'm an optimistic person, but for some reason, I go through a lot of, like, down times, or I go through situations that bring me down. But then I realize that it's a quality in me being optimistic, because no matter what I go through, I tend to smile about it, and it makes me realize that I always get through. But nonetheless, back to the point about staying in the game. Don't give up so easily. Don't quit so easily. You know, I had my whole day planned. Today was Friday. As a business owner, I was like ready. I had my checklist. I was supposed to close today for a client. I had a person who's going to move into my co-working space incubator. And it just seemed like every plan had failed. And although I always say the best thing in life is to plan and write it down, most importantly, even if you're not planning, even if you're just like doodling, I will always say this to you: find a pen, find a blank sheet of paper, make it your best friend, and just let go of your, you know, all of your thoughts and ideas and dreams and aspirations and ponderance and anything that you think. Just write it down, because you will find that it's a great reference for your life. But my whole point is this: even when you plan it, even when you write it down, life seems to be in control. But you have to understand, although you can't control it, which is life, you can control yourself within your life, and therefore allow life to not affect you in the way that you would react to it. And something beautiful happens when you learn to go with the flow of life. You learn that eventually the waters do calm, and you go back on the right course. You know, I think you just gotta care more about you than life itself. And I mean more so your internal, like all that you are, like your ever being, just a little bit more than life. You have to love you essentially. Like, you have to love whoever you are, the characteristics that you are, all that makes you who you are, more than situations in life. Love your life more than the things that happen around you in your life, is what I'm saying. Because sometimes people get out of the game too early, and they lose out on their life, or they lose out on those opportunities if they would have just held on just a little bit more. So next time something happens in your life where you think, oh God, I don't think I can take anymore, but you're still passionate about it, why don't you just tell yourself not to react and kind of play a game with life. Like, you know, if it's ahead of you, just kind of like be the turtle in it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the turtle wins in the end. Keep dreaming.